Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. Hey, my beautiful selfish babe. It is your girl, Olanike OC, here bringing you another podcast episode. And today's episode is called Stop Ghosting People and Learn How to Effectively Communicate. Stop ghosting people and learn how to effectively communicate. I'm going to be talking about my own personal examples of being ghosted and how just effective communication is really a form of self-love and how we need to really express this form of self-love very, very, very often. So, for the selfish babe out there that does not understand what ghosting is, I have a great quote from the underscore fairy underscore godfather. It's the fairy godfather on Instagram. And he has a wonderful quote on his page. By the way, if you're not following him on Instagram, you're sleeping. So definitely follow the fairy godfather on Instagram. It's the underscore fairy underscore godfather. He had a wonderful quote about ghosting, right? So it says, if he disappears with no goodbye, he's ghosting, or she. If he or she reappears with a hello stranger, he or she is zombieing. But if he or she reappears and just likes your pics, then the creepy fuck is haunting you. Treat him or her how he acts and make him dead to you. So basically, the first part that we're really looking at is the ghosting part, right? If he or she disappears with no goodbye, he or she is ghosting. And so the way that I personally define ghosting is like, let's say you're texting somebody and then all of a sudden they just stop texting you. You never hear from them again. And you may have asked them a question in your original text. You know they read your message. It's been months now and they have yet to say shit, right? So ghosting really, really fucking gets on my nerves. I think ghosting is very irresponsible. I think ghosting is very immature. I think ghosting is almost a way of disposing people in a way. It's just like, I don't give a fuck. You know, I don't really give a fuck about your energy. And I just think it's very, very irresponsible. So I'm going to give an example of how I was recently ghosted probably about 3 months ago. And let's just go talk about that. So a few months back, I had met this girl. And I thought she was really cute. And I told her that she was really cute. And we were talking for a bit. We hung out one time and we, you know, texted back and forth for a while. And I wanted to hang out again. And so I asked her, you know, for options, you know, does this work? You know, she was like, no, this doesn't work or whatever. Then I asked her for like another time. Hey, would you like to go hang out here? Question mark. She definitely read my message because she had her read receipts on, but never responded back to me. And I did see her in person after that, and I just kind of waved a hello, and that was pretty much it. But after that, there really hasn't been any communication. And for me, that's ghosting. Ghosting is just kind of disappearing and not saying anything to somebody, right? For example, an effective way to communicate could have been, hey, I'm really not that into you. It would be best if you shared your energy with somebody else. Boom. Wow. An explanation. Nobody's left in the dark anymore. You know what I'm trying to say? I think that people ghost because they don't want to be honest, first of all. I think people ghost because they don't want to come off mean, right? So let's talk about ghosting in like romantic relationships or romantic situationships. They don't want to come off mean if they're not into you. But the thing is, for me, when you effectively communicate, I respect you so much more than if you just fucking ghost. If you ghost, then I don't ever want to fuck with you again. Like ever, 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 ever. Because in my head, I'm like, you are not an effective communicator. You didn't think that my energy was worth being honest with. That's the way that I look at it. And I'm not giving this example to say that I probably haven't ghosted in the past, because I'm pretty sure in the past when I was younger, I have ghosted. But I am 26 now. I'll be turning 27 in January. And I'm so big on effective communication and really communicating my feelings and my thoughts to people and just being honest with fucking people. And the reason why I just find it so important to be honest with people is because at the end of the day, we are all humans. And because I believe that we are all humans, I think it's just right to be honest with somebody. Stop having people waste their time with you if you don't want to hang out with them. If you don't want to fuck with them, let them fucking know. Stop trying to go around the bush of people's feelings and trying to be nice and spare their feelings. It is so much more effective for you to be honest with that person because then they are not left to their own devices, aka in their head, aka I can be in my head and I could be like, wow, what the fuck did I do wrong? Like, why is this person ignoring me? Why haven't they messaged me back? And blah, blah, blah. And I could eventually be like, well, I don't care anymore. And eventually that's how I became. I don't care anymore, right? After some time. But it's just nice when somebody is just like, hey, this is what the deal is. Here you go. You know what I'm trying to say? And so as a selfish babe, honestly, love, effective communication is so important. So stop ghosting. If you are currently a ghoster, please stop ghosting. And this is not only in romantic relationships. This is also in friendships. There was a quote that I saw a few months back. I was in Colombia with one of my good sister friends. And the quote kind of went something like this. It was like, or a video was something basically saying that it's okay to not respond to people and really take care of yourself. It's okay to do what you need to do in your life for your success and just don't talk to people for a while. Something like that. And people were like, yeah, that's self-care, that's self-love. And in my head, I was like, what the fuck? No, it's not. It's not okay to ignore people. It's not okay to not respond to people or not let people know what's going on in your life in the name of self-love or self-care. That's so fucking irresponsible. And the reason why I say it's so irresponsible because you have people in your life that actually fucking give a fuck about you, that actually want to check up on you and check in with you and see how things are going. But because in the name of self-love and self-care, you're like, oh, I'm not going to talk to them. Fuck them. Blah, blah, blah. That's so irresponsible because you know what? Those people can end up just saying, not giving a fuck anymore and not wanting to talk to you anymore, not wanting to check in with you anymore because you're known as a person that's not going to respond back. You're not going to message them back for months at a time. And I think that that is okay. It's just simply not. You can give people a heads up in a healthy way that you will reach out to them, that you will communicate with them when you are ready, that right now you're taking a solo break and you need to focus on yourself and your life and your career, whatever it is that you have going on. So right now you will not be talking with them as much. And so they don't need to worry that you will reach out to them. That is a more effective way to communicate, hey, I need to focus on myself right now, rather than just focusing on yourself and not reaching out to anybody. Then you have people reaching out to you, wondering what the fuck's going on with you, and you not responding. That's rude as fuck. And I'm going to give a perfect example that my good friend Diamond, shout out to Diamond, okay? Shout out to Die. Like, she sent me this text when I was in Colombia, and I was with my friend Omi, and I was like, oh my God, Omi. This is fucking effective communication. So shout out to Diamond because you actually really was like the only friend that has ever done this. And I just so appreciate you for doing that because you fucking get it. Because not a lot of people get it. They're like, oh, well, you just seem like a needy friend. People don't tell me this, but this is what I imagine people to think. Oh, you just seem like a needy friend. You need to know what's going on and blah, blah, blah. No. I just think it's nice because it's just like, I give a fuck about you as a sister. I'm going to communicate what's going on with me as a sister. And I'm going to share that with you because I love you. Okay. So I don't have Diamond's exact text because I thought iMessages saved forever, but apparently they freaking don't. But basically what she texted me and all the other people in her life that she loved was saying, hey, it's fourth quarter. I'm about to go in. I'm going to be more focused on my work and therefore I will not be able to hang out as much. If you do want to hang out with me, please give me at least 2 weeks notice. If I decline invitations, don't be upset. I'm just really focused on me right now. So if I don't contact you as much, don't take it personally. I'm just focused on me right now. And she said some other things, but that was basically the gist of what she said. And I so love that because it was just like, although I didn't reach out to her and was like, hey, Diamond, what's going on? How are you? She still felt it in her soul and her spirit to communicate with me that she's going to be a little under the radar, that if I invite her out to things, to let her know 2 weeks in advance so she can actually make it, if it's something that she wants to come to. Because there's nothing wrong with declining invitations, especially if they don't suit what you're doing. There's nothing wrong with that. But the fact that she took the time to freaking craft that text message and send it to her loved ones, now that's somebody that really is working on self-love and showing self-love for herself, because she can effectively communicate and be clear and honest with people. And that is what I want you to do, selfish babe. I want you to be able to be clear and honest with fucking people. Stop being around the bush. Stop sparing people's feelings. Because I'm going to tell you, I think it hurts worse to be ignored than when somebody straight up tells you, hey, I don't want to fuck with you like that. Or, hey, I'm not into you like that. You know, or, hey, you know, save your energy. I respect somebody so much more when they tell me the truth rather than beat around the bush and try to spare my feelings. So I just want you to stop trying to spare people's feelings. Start thinking about how you would like to be treated. Would you like somebody to give you a heads up? Would you like somebody to text you and let you know what's going on with them? Would you like somebody to respond to your text messages and to your invitations? If the answer is yes, then I need you to woman up. I need you to stop ghosting. If there's a dude or a female out there that's really hitting you up, that maybe even hitting you up in your DMs, and, you know, it may be going back and forth. Maybe you were kind of into it for a while, even the texting, kind of into it for a while, even the dating, kind of into it for a while. But then you realize, hey, I'm not really into this person, but this person is still fucking hitting me up. This person is still sharing their energy towards me. This person is directing their energy towards me. Then the best thing that you could do is to hit that person back up and say, hey, thank you for thinking about me, but I'm not really feeling this right now. I don't think we should date. I'm not into you at the moment. Please save your energy for somebody that's more worth it than me, for somebody that's going to be able to to give you some reciprocity in these feelings, right? And it's like some people would rather avoid the awkward conversation. So for example, let's say homeboy, homegirl hitting you up. Hey, they want to hang out. You know, they want to chill. And for a little bit, you was into it, right? But now you're not. And now you know this. You know this in your spirit and your soul. You're not into it any fucking more. You say, hey, thank you for hitting me up. I really appreciate it, but I'm not into hanging out with you at the moment. Please save your energy for somebody else that's more worth it. Or please save your energy for somebody else that will be able to return these feelings. I'm not into hanging out with you right now or in the future. Now, if they go back and forth with you, because they may, if they go back and forth, we'd be like, oh, why? And blah, blah, blah. You could just say, hey, that's just what I'm feeling in my spirit. Now, if they keep on pressing it, then you don't have to entertain. You do not have to respond, because you've already effectively said that, hey, I don't want to F with you right now or in the future. So please stop hitting me up, right? You've effectively communicated that. Now, if they continue to hit you up after that multiple times, you don't owe them anything at all. Because you've already effectively communicated to them, hey, I'm cool. I don't want to hang out with you. Hey, your spirit and your energy is cleansed. You have clearly said this out loud to the universe that you're not trying to share your energy with this person. So this is another reason why it's super important to effectively communicate. Because when you do that effective communication through your mouth or through your word, through a text message, through your writing, you are sending that signal and that energy out into the universe that, hey, I'm putting a pause on this. I don't want this energy coming to me anymore. I am not trying to mess around with this person. I'm not trying to share my energy with this person. I have effectively set this out into the universe rather than letting things dwindle and not saying anything. The energy carries, right? The energy carries. And then you have people hitting you back up months later, which is what the fairy godfather said. If he reappears with a hello stranger, he's zombieing, right? It's like a zombie. Just reappears after months at a time. That's weird as fuck. When you leave things dangling out there like that without effective clear communication, then you're just dangling that energy out into the universe. You're not really saying what it is that you want and you don't want, because you're not saying shit at all. And not saying shit is still saying fucking something. So, selfish babe, I need you to guide your energy in a way that is serving you. And so if guiding your energy in a way that is serving you means telling somebody, hey, I'm not into you, don't hit me up anymore. Hey, I'm not into you, please save your energy for someone else. Whew! That's so wonderful. That's so goddamn selfish of you. That is amazing. That is what being a selfish babe is about. Now, I'm going to give you another example that is not romantic, that is not sexual, right? I'm going to talk about these friends or people that want to be your friends or maybe acquaintances that want to be your friends, but you're just not really fucking feeling them. And it's nothing to be like mean about. It's just like, you know when you click with somebody and you know when you don't, right? So, for example, I use this friend app called Hey Vena. If you don't have it and you're a selfish babe looking for a woman friend just to be friends and hang out with, download the Hey Vena app. This is a free advertisement, by the way. I am not getting paid by Hey Vena to advertise this app, but I always advertise this app because I always have selfish babe asking me, hey, you know, I'm really on my spiritual journey, but I don't have friends or I want to make friends. Hey Vena, technology is a new way to make friends, okay? It is what it is. Hey Vena. So anyway, I met this girl off of Hey Vena where we went out to eat and she was real cool. You know, she was cool. But I kind of have, I have a list of standards when it comes to my friends or women that I want to be friends and eventually sisters with, because my friendships run really deep and I'm not just friends with somebody. I gain sisters. I gain a sisterhood. And so after we hung out, she hit me back up to hang out again. And when I got the invitation, it wasn't an automatic yes for me. I didn't feel it in my spirit, automatic yes. I kind of like sat on it. And I told her, hey, I'm going to think about it. And I let her know because I had to think about it. And then I thought about it. I was like, Vanessa, why is this not an automatic yes? Why am I not saying yes? This event does sound fun. But why does it seem like I don't want to go to this event with her in particular? And I was like, you know what, Vanessa? It's because of my friendship standards. And I don't think that she reaches it. And I don't say this to be mean, y'all. I mean, y'all need to have standards. Whatever it is that for what you want in your life. People are either going to serve your standards or they're not. And there are going to be some people that are outside of your standards that you're really surprised about that you actually do click with. And that's cool. But it's like, for me, intention is everything. And so I have a certain idea of what I want in a friendship or what I want from people. And if they don't meet that, then I don't want to waste my time with them. And I don't want them wasting their time trying to become my friend if I don't want to be their friend. That's mixed signals to universe. Because if I'm telling the universe, I want these traits in my friends, and I'm going to just continue to leave this energy dangling, then those friends are not going to come into my life because I'm not being clear with the universe by my actions, what it is that I want and what I don't want. So we always want to be clear with what it is that we want and what it is that we don't want. And so I texted her back and I was like, hey, love, thank you for reaching out. I really appreciate it. But it's not an automatic yes for me. And I would rather you save your energy on your invitations. I would not like to move forward in friendship with you. It's not you. It is me. I know that sounds so freaking cliche, but it really is me. And I told her that she's a great person, but I would rather her not reach out to me anymore for friendship because that's not what I want. And she said, thank you. And that was the end of the fucking conversation. That was so fucking easy, y'all. So easy. Instead of having her waste her precious freaking energy on inviting me to other events or thinking about me. Oh my God, somebody thinking about you is fucking energy. Instead of her wasting her precious energy, I respected her enough. I respected her being, her humanness, and her energy enough to let her know what's up. And that's what's so fucking important. People want people to respect them, right? You ask for fucking respect, but you can't even fucking give respect. People don't even know what that really means. But to be able to tell somebody, hey, I don't really want to hang out with you, save your energy, that's respect. But some people don't look at it like that. But that is respect. Rather than having her hit me up, hey, you want to hang out, want to hang out, want to hang out, want to hang out, and I keep fucking declining because I don't really want to hang out with her, but yet I'm not being clear to her about that. I'm having her waste her godlike energy on me. Have her waste her goddess-like energy on me. Wow. How fucking disrespectful could I be to not fucking respond? To not let her know what's up. So, as you can tell, this is something that's really important to me. It's really important that you get this. It's really important that you start being respectful of other people's energy and their time and their thoughts of you. All of that is energy. Energy is currency, right? And so my thing is, if you really want to be respected and you really want these good things for yourself and your life, then you have to start showing it. And by showing it, you have to be an effective communicator. You have to start being honest with people and stop spare their freaking feelings. It's better to be honest and have clear communication than it is for somebody to not be sad about what you just said. Because you can say it in a way that's not mean, but it's still very honest and to the point. And that's the point. So that's just my personal example with friendships. Like, let's say you meet somebody and they want to hang out and you don't want to hang out with them. Just be freaking clear about it. Let me see if I have anything else to say about this. I'm looking at my notes. So I have some affirmations to share that will help you in your effective communication with people. And that you can definitely say these affirmations or write them down to help you be a more effective communicator. Because I do understand and I am compassionate towards maybe people that's like, wow, it's really hard for me to really express myself, right? Or I feel like somebody's going to be really mean to me, or I'm afraid of what people are going to say after I give them my honest thoughts and opinions about something, or after I say, hey, I don't want to hang out with you. I totally get it, selfish, but I totally get it. But in order for you to grow in your self-love, you're going to have to learn how to effectively communicate. It's just what it simply is. It's like when you are very clear and honest, people can't step all over you because there's this energy exchange. That because you're being clear and honest, somebody's going to want to be clear and honest with you. And wouldn't you want people to be clear and honest with you? I would. I would rather have somebody be honest with me than trying to really rub up on my feelings. So here's some affirmations, okay? The first one is, the more I'm honest with people, the more people can be honest with me. The more I am honest with people, the more people can be honest with me. Number two, truth and clarity seek me out. Truth and clarity seek me out. Effective communication is a form of my self-love. Effective communication is a form of my self-love. I am an effective communicator. I am an effective communicator. Effective communication is beneficial for me. Effective communication is beneficial for me. Speaking my mind leaves no one in the dark, including myself. Speaking my mind leaves no one in the dark, including myself. So you want to say these affirmations and you want to even imagine yourself really talking to the people in your life, right? Really being honest with the people in your life and being able to really effectively communicate. It's just so fucking important. And for the ladies out there that's looking for a little boo thing, whether it be a man or a woman, okay, I don't care who you're loving. But for the ladies out there, the selfish ribs out there that's looking for a boo thing, right? You say you're on the dating scene. This is so important for you too, especially on a dating scene, because it can be so easy to ghost somebody, right? Don't ghost somebody. Be honest, because if you're looking for a boo thing that you want to be honest with you, that you want to be clear with you, and that you ultimately want to marry or be in a long-term relationship with, then you giving that energy of effective communication, you will only reap the freaking rewards. When you are a person that can communicate your needs and what you do want and don't want, you will reap the rewards. The ones that are meant to stay will stay. The ones that are meant to leave will leave. And it is a blessing in both ways. So I will leave you with that, my beautiful selfish babe. I love you so fucking much. And, you know, these lessons that I learned in my life, I just want to share with you all. It's just so fucking important. It's just so important. So please, selfish babe, you are an effective communicator. Please let's stop ghosting and let's be honest with people and learn how to effectively communicate. It will take practice, but I know you can get super, super, super good in it. Okay? I love you. Have an amazing day. Mwah. Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy, and to shop our apparel. You can follow at Selfish Babes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at Eleni Gay Elsie. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah. New advertisement alert. The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is now accepting podcast sponsorships. So if you have a business or maybe a service or something that you want the world to know, that you want all the selfish babes in the world to know about, and you want to advertise on our podcast, you can now do that by going to selfishbabe.com and clicking advertise with us.